This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Cruiser
and Taryn Willis
with me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show.
What's happening, everyone? This is Taryn Wallace.
And Brendan Creswell.
And you're hanging out with me and my mates. And we're doing it via Zoom again, which I think is pretty cool. Just until this whole COVID situation calms down a bit more.
Because these days you want to try and keep away from places a bit more, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that likes to go to town and nosy around, even if I don't really have a purpose, and I've had to try and stop that so much lately.
Yeah.
But I did end up going into town yesterday, and finally I got my phone paid off.
Awesome. Cool.
Within a month. That's pretty good, eh?
It's really good. Well done. Speaking of phones, today we're touching on a very important subject, and I think for everybody, you know, we live in the day and age of technology and how easy it can be to scam somebody out of pocket, so to speak. And it used to be just on the telephone, but now it's text message and even Facebook and a lot of different platforms. It's quite scary, to be honest.
Yeah, it is, because some of them seem quite convincing, but then you get the ones that you can just tell it's a scam just by the way they go about it.
Yeah. And that's one thing I've definitely picked up on with regards to phone calls, is that I've noticed because I had a situation when I was living in Westtown, my flatmate, her parents had bought the house, and the house was pretty much under her parents or her mum's name, like the phone and everything was under her mum's name. And so I was home alone and I had this phone call, and they knew, you know, the mum's last name and everything. And they said, your internet isn't working. And so I kind of thought, okay, this is weird. And so I sort of, you know, went about trying to say, okay, well, I will talk to them about it, because they don't live here. And you can tell that it's not genuine when they push and push and push. And that's another thing, is the professionalism. Like, if it's somebody genuine, like if it was genuinely Spark or genuinely whatever telephone company you're with, or internet place, you know, whatever the company is, you can tell the level of professionalism with regards to the way that they treat the people. Because when there is aggression involved, which there was in the second, because somebody rang me back and this person was very aggressive, you can tell that it's not genuine because of that.
Yeah, and the one other thing I've noticed with the ones on the phone is generally, have you ever had those ones that are like a computer generated?
Oh,
you know, when, thing, it sounds like it's all electronic.
Yep, I remember the ones when I was living in town. And here's another good tip as well. if you pick up the phone and there is dead silence, not a sound, I usually, instead of, I'll just wait before I say hello. And then if there's no sound, I just won't say anything. I'll just hang up. And, but yes, I have had that where, you know, back in the day when I used to go, hello, hello, hello. And I had this computerized voice just saying goodbye at the other end of the phone, and then it hung up. Is that the one that you're thinking of?
That's not the one that I've answered, but the ones that I've answered, what they're talking about is all electronic, and it's like, okay, if this is genuine, you would probably get an actual person, not an electronically generated.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Another tip that I can share that I think is quite helpful is whether it's on your cell phone, which you usually get the numbers come up on your screen, and also with the landlines, if you have a phone that is able to tell you who is calling, with our phone, I think the Uniden, I can't remember, but the system that we have, it will say call from Brendan, for instance. And
you have their number programmed in, obviously.
Yeah, or if it's a 06754 or 758, whatever, then you kind of know. But we now, like, as soon as the phone rings, we won't answer it straight away. We'll just wait and see what this says. And usually if it says unknown caller, they're one of the ones that we won't answer. But if it says 09, blah, 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 we usually know that that's a hoax as well. And even if it's like an overseas number, yeah, we usually don't answer those. 09, that's a good.
Yeah, 09 is Auckland. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and the one thing I've noticed with the ones you get on your cell phone, if you go into it and it's got links, yeah, don't go to the links. I've fallen for that before. The second you go to the link, apparently they can hack into your phone and get all your details, because I had that with my old phone and I was getting weird stuff happening to the phone. You know, like actually things, settings and all of that were changing on my phone.
No. Oh, no.
So, yeah. Anyway. Don't answer those. Yeah, we'll go into the links with those ones. Okay, time for a song.
that's just the way it is.
Back, you're hanging out with me and my mates, and we're going over a very tricky but very important topic today, which is scamming. It's happening a lot, and before the song we touched on text message scams and also
phone calls.
Yeah, we touched on phone calls as well. And one tip that I have for text messages, I've had a few lately where it will come up and it will say, I don't know, it looks like a name, but it's definitely not my name. And then it will say something along the lines of, your blah, 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 blah is waiting, or, you know, actually my auntie had one today, you're in the drawer, and it had a whole list of names. My tip for those kind of ones is, instead of clicking on it and reading through it, I would just click on the whole conversation and delete the whole thing instead of going in and, you know, looking at the message. And even as Brendan said, even if you click on the links, that could lead to issues down the track.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's like, okay, if you know it's a weird one, you know, don't go into it. But if for some reason you do go into it, the most important thing is don't go to the link. The text might be okay if you ended up in the text reading it and thinking it's weird. I don't know for sure, but I think it's the link that really lets them in, or say, yeah, because I had that happened to me. I accidentally clicked on the link and then my phone just started going all weird, and and I had several people telling me, you know, whatever happens, do not go to the link. And that was after I knew about it, so I kind of fell for that one. Not the scam, but, you know, getting into the link without realizing what it would do.
Yeah, and I think the same would go for emails. There are ways, I can't quite remember how, but there are ways that you can tell, say, for instance, if it was your bank that's emailing you, there's ways that you can tell that it is genuinely your bank, or if it's a scam. I'm not too sure, I'll need to look up on that. But yeah, you can often tell that it's a scam just by the wording. Again, the professionalism, the formality of how the email would be written as well would come into play. And if it's a link that does look a bit fishy, just do not click on it, because it's most likely a scam.
And like with the TSB, which is what I'm with, I've got the app.
Yeah.
So any important, you know, stuff relating to them would just come up in the app. Okay, you may get emails as well that may be genuine, but the 100% way to tell if it's genuine is if it comes through the app itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then that's obviously genuine. You would hope it would be way less likely for scams to come through the actual bank apps themselves.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, that's, and I think that's another way you can tell as well, that, like, if you get your notifications through other means, like as Brendan said, the app, and you also get it via email, that's one way that you can tell that it's genuine.
Like if you got the same one through the app and the email, then okay, fair enough, it would be genuine, but you know,
and there's also, with regards to text-based scams, you can also get scammed on social media as well. I very nearly fell into a trap of what I started out with was a friend on Facebook who I know personally, and they told me about this grant that they received with regards to something to do with disabilities, I can't remember, but she told me all about it and told me how to, get involved, get the grant. And, you know, it sounded very genuine, but at the same time, I kind of thought, this sounds a little bit fishy, because she said to add somebody as a friend and then to message them. And so I kind of thought, I had the thought at first that, okay, this could be a genuine thing. But in hindsight, you would know that, it could be because she said she really benefited from it. But what it was, is I messaged this person and asked me a whole lot of questions, which, I'm a little bit uneasy about now. And then the thing is that they said that you can get a grant of up to so many $1,000s, but you have to pay a fee of something. I can't remember what it was. But the fee was over $1,000. I think it was close to $2,000. And I'm like, this is not very genuine, because most of us wouldn't really have that kind of money to just use straight away. And so that's another thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, my friend may have benefited from it, but at the end of the day, I just, looking back, it's not very, it was probably most likely a scam because of the nature of the whole situation. So just be mindful of who you talk to. If you add anybody on Facebook, if they seem genuine, but then they kind of get a little bit, if you kind of have vibes, if you kind of have bad vibes, I wouldn't go any further. If you have those feelings, just trust your gut. That's what I'd say.
Time for a song.
Take some weight off of you. When you're tired of living like you're not forgiven, let me share that burden with you.
What's happening, everyone? You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. Today we're talking about scamming, and it's quite an in-depth topic. There is so much that we can actually cover, but we've just been covering the basics and giving you, I suppose, whether you have a disability or supporting somebody, or even just anybody, if you're listening to the show and you are going through a situation where you feel like you're being scammed, there's so much that we could touch on, but we've just been talking about phone calls, emails, and even social media, Facebook and the likes. And so what happened with this person on Facebook, I ended up saying, sorry, I cannot afford the join up fee or whatever it was. And straight away just blocked that Facebook account. And I think that's a way. I mean, I kind of feel a little bit iffy because I answered all those questions and things like that. But the main thing is, as I said before, the song is that just trust your gut. I mean, sure, you know, the sound of receiving $250,000, I mean, sure, it sounds nice. It sounds too good to be true, really. And it usually is. So I think if you do have any suspicious feelings, trust your gut. And
like any kind of grants or whatever that offers, say, through disability organizations, you haven't had to pay anything to get it. They've just given it to you or supplied you what they, you know, said they would.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then like also with the scams, you know, that you get, if it says it's from a business, all I do is ring up the business and go, is this genuine?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good tip as well, is to, if you are unsure, if you get an email or if you get a text message that you think isn't quite right, I'd say definitely call your provider, call your bank.
And or the business that it is.
The business.
And yeah, talk to the actual business over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very important. And I'm sorry, I need to rant because I feel like being a disability-focused show, I just feel like that is so unfair to think, you know, I mean, sure, as I said, you know, the amount of money might sound tempting, but people should know that usually most of us don't have over $1,000 to just throw away. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's so wrong to think that. You know, and I don't know, another thing we kind of talked about is I don't know really if that was my friend who was messaging me. Now at the start it did sound a little bit dodgy, so I'm not too sure if that is the case, but just please be careful. Like, if you get those messages over Facebook, and also Facebook accounts can get hacked, so you may receive messages from somebody who might look like your friend, or might have their profile photo or their information. But, you know, sometimes a lot of them are quite onto it, saying, please do not respond to this message because it's not me. So, okay. Yeah.
And just the trouble these days is, you know, like, people can find out your address and all of that, and with Google Earth or whatever it is, you can, I've done this, like, people I know, you just look them up and you can see their house or whatever. So if it's someone that knows your details and wants to you know, try and scam you in some way, all they've got to do is look it up on there, not meaning that I want to give scammers an idea of what to do, but that's the trouble, that people can find out pretty much anything about you these days.
Yeah. And it is very, very scary. And, you know, as I said, we can definitely touch on this a lot more, but I'd like to share a website, and please check these out if you're feeling unsure or suspicious. netsafe.org.nz is a really good website. You can find tips and tricks on there, and you can also report any scams that you have. netsafe.org.nz. One of the pages is netsafe.org.nz/scam-tips. That's quite a big one, but you can just go onto the website and have a look, and that'll send you to the links for finding out what you can, how you can solve any issues and also report scams.
Yeah.
So it's actually, the report is right on the top. It's on the top bar, so you can click on that and report your scam. And yeah, please stay safe. And
thanks for joining us today, people. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show. Catch you on again next time.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show. And catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.